Yeah, it's a hustle. Yeah, it's a hustle.
Elon Musk.
Oh, it's going to be a fun one. I've been looking forward to this one. It's been on my list. It's been on my list of episodes to do for a while now. Had this one on a list. And I've been looking forward to it. Because this man is a fucking genius. Oh wow. Have you heard about this guy? Have you heard about this genius man that's going to take us all to Mars? Or at least some of us. We're all going to go to Mars with him. And he's doing these incredible things. I'll tell you this. He figured out all by himself. All by himself. No one else even was in the room. He figured out how to land a fucking rocket booster by itself. That is... Okay, man of the fucking century there on that alone. He invented, before anyone even thought of the idea, before any fucking other thing like it was ever in existence, he invented the electric car. A car that runs on electricity. And it's just beautiful. It's got a big fucking iPad looking thing in the car. And everyone comes themselves as soon as they hit the fucking gas. You hit the gas, you fly away in the car, and you come yourself, and little Joe Rogans pop up out of your peenie. And they tell you how great the creator of this vehicle is. These little Joe Rogans just popping up from the peenie as the cum goes all over the place. And he tells you, multiple Rogans, they tell you how fucking great the creator of this vehicle is. Also, this creator of this vehicle, this genius of a man, he does other stuff, like he's drilling into people's heads. He's drilling into people's heads and he's putting fucking USBs and computer chips and fucking SSDs, solid state drives. He's stuffing it all in there and he's fixing stroke victims. He's fixing people with Alzheimer's, with mental disorders. He's a fucking... Oh, and by the way, he's got Asperger's. He's got Asperger's. Which is one of the, kooky things. One of the reasons, I guess, he's a genius, because he's got Asperger's. And he cares so much about the Asperger's community. He cares so much about them. He's the only person ever who has been taken seriously at all. And everyone takes him seriously. You're not allowed to question him. If you fucking question him, I'll be round your house quite quickly with a hammer to hammer your face in. Because we do not question Elon. We do not question Elon Musk, all right? And what I'm trying to say is he's done many great things for the Asperger's community. He has. He's the only one that's ever been taken seriously. He's the only one that's ever been allowed outside of the boxes that we have been putting the Asperger's people in. And I have Asperger's too. That's the thing. Look, if you want to come at me for saying about how don't make fun of Asperger, I am Aspergian. I've got a severe case of Asperger's too. Okay? So I can say these things, all right? I can be a bit playful with it. And the truth is that I have been saying I've been mispronouncing it, I guess. But I've got it, and Elon's got it as well. So So that's fun. And it's Asperger's. That's how you say it, okay? I've been playing around because I've just been excited, all right? And I like to make fun of my own situation. And we don't live in boxes, all right? People do take us seriously sometimes, all right? Okay. Look, Elon Musk is the greatest thing that has happened to this planet ever. I'm not even going to say, oh, since. I'm not going to say, Elon Musk is the greatest thing that's happened since sliced bread. No. Elon is the greatest thing that's ever happened to this planet ever. He's a fucking alien robot simulation man. He's got simulations all over him. And he's here to save the world. I didn't even mention in that introduction of him, that rant I went on, that positive rant I went on about him, that he's also like, he's changing roofs. He's putting solar panels in people's roofs. Roofs. He's doing other stuff. What else is he doing? He's creating AI and stuff. He's also a very funny comedian. He hosted SNL, Saturday Night Live, and he was fucking hilarious. Other stuff. He tweets a lot about coins, bitcoins and dogecoins and other crypto coins and stuff. And he gets the price up and then he gets the price down. He gets the price up and he gets the price down. And I'm sure, like, some people say he's probably, like, pumping and dumping. He's doing some scheme where he's, you know, driving it up, driving it down, and buying and selling when it's advantageous for him, perhaps. Or maybe he's just, you know, a kooky clown who's doing this to fucking ruin some people's lives. I have to say to those people, jump in an ocean of fire. Jump in an ocean of fire. Jump in the fire ocean, because go find a fire ocean, jump in it. I'm sure they exist. Because you're fucking cynical. You are one of the bad ones. You're one of the people we're going to leave fucking behind on this disgusting, ruined, dirty planet while we're on Mars. We're taking the oxygen with us, baby. We're stealing Earth's oxygen. It's what the whole fucking master plan is. We're stealing the oxygen. And we're stealing the water too. Fuck you. We're taking it all. We'll take some trees with us. And we're gonna Mars. And you fucking cocksuckers can just suck cock down on this cocksucker planet. We'll be living life on Mars and you'll just be doing your stupid shit down here. All right, that's enough. I think that's enough of the jokey bit at the beginning where I pretend like Elon Musk is a positive thing for everyone, humanity, the world, existence. Wow. I'm done with that. All right. Oh, that was so hard. I nearly threw up a few times. I mean, it worked because it was so over the top and ridiculous, but even having to say these things in a completely joking way, like, ugh, it still made me feel a bit sick. It still made me feel a bit sick. I might be a bit sick. Wow. So we found the person who needs the most attention, haven't we? We finally found them. I've never once in my life seen anyone who needs attention as much as this South African man. We found him. I found him. The world found him. There's a burp. He needs so much attention. He wasn't always famous. There was a period of time when he wasn't getting this attention. And I just imagine what it was like when Elon Musk wasn't getting this attention. He must have been just burning inside to see these different kind of techie billionaires come up, and he's kind of just on the fringes, which he was for a long time. It must have burned him inside. Probably why it is. It's probably why he has pushed in this direction of being like Mr. Fake Futurism person. The one who will save the world and do this and fuck the world, we're going to Mars at the same time. He needs so much attention and he wasn't getting it for a long time. So all these fucking bullshit businesses he's doing and all of this kind of this bubble of bullshit that he's blowing up for himself through the media and through gullible people. And there's so many of them. There really is. It's probably because he just wasn't getting attention for a long time. And he just needs it so badly. He does. So that's why he's, you know, doing all this stuff. And he's not a genius. Calm the fuck down. Sit down if you think he's a genius. People who work for him are probably quite smart. They are quite smart. They've done some quite smart things. They have made improvements in the electric car. They have made improvements in rockets. You can't deny these things. But they're kind of slight. They're slight improvements. The motherfuckers didn't invent the internet. They didn't invent the light bulb. They didn't get a wheel for the first time. Oh, look at us. We got a wheel for the first time. We made a wheel. No. These fuckers didn't invent the wheel. They invented slight variations. Slight improvements. Slight kind of design upgrades. And I have to say to them, everyone who works for Elon Musk, congratulations. That's cool. But it all gets kind of thrown into irrelevance by the fact that you work for
this cunt.
Even Trump isn't as bad as him. You fucking own this game, Elon. You are the person that needs the most attention out of anyone ever. In human history, there is no one else who needs attention like you do. All right? And you're getting some now, aren't you? So you're very fucking happy. You're very fucking happy. I just hope that eventually and soon, I hope it happens soon, but eventually, at least within 100 years. 50 years, 30 years, 30 to 100 years, people understand just how much of a fucking con artist this person was. And I just hope it happens. I hope I can see it. I hope he doesn't continue to get all of that attention forever. I hope the amount of attention he ultimately receives in the long run is a relatively small amount, and that he doesn't, you know, he doesn't get to kind of go on in history as some great man, you know. I hope he wins the game and fucking owns the game. He has, so far. I hope he fucking owns that game forever of needing the most attention, but not actually winning the game of getting the most attention. Two different things. There's the game of needing it. That's me. I'm in the game of needing it. I'm the one who needs it the most. I win this game of needing it the most. That's me. And then there's another game called the real game of actually getting that attention. And he's, you know, up there. He is in winning that game in the early 21st century. In around a 2020, the 2015 to 2020 plus era, this time, he's kind of winning that game. But I fucking hope he loses it. And I hope he gets knocked down far down in that game. But I'll say it again. I'll say it here. It would be fine if he was a CEO who put together teams of people who wanted to make improvements in certain things. He wanted to make improvements to the electric car. He wanted to make improvements to rockets and advance space travel a bit. That's fine. And some other things as well. If you want to be that kind of person, that's fine. But he has purposefully built this narrative of Elon, the space savior person of the rest of humanity, who are actually just fucking monkeys compared to me, the superhuman. And that narrative is so far from the truth. And that is what makes people who aren't sheep and people who think for themselves, people who don't just follow along whatever the media and the established kind of narrative is saying. It makes us sick. It makes us all sick. It makes us sick to our stomach because we can see it. We know he's a fucking grifter. We know he's a con man. We know he's not doing the work that he says he's doing. Oh, I sleep in the factory all the time. Oh, and I'm doing this and I'm doing this. And it's also like the other people who interact with him, who interview him, and who blow up this narrative, this fantasy, this bullshit. They blow it up, you know, this big old bubble. Keep blowing it. Like fucking Joe Rogan. Whenever Joe Rogan talks about Elon, fucking hell. It's sickening. It's sickening how he kind of, you know, always goes down the route of, oh, I'm a dumbass, and you're a fucking, oh, you might be a fucking alien. Ooh. We're all monkeys compared to you, Elon. Oh, put his cock in your mouth. Rub his cock all over your bald head. Get the pre-cum all over there. Stick it in your fucking eyeball. Take the cum out and inject it. Mix it with your testosterone. Testosterone. That's the way to say the word. Testosterone. Mix it with that and inject it into you, Joe. And all the rest of them, well, all the rest of them as well. It's just that Joe Rogan is a, you know, a prominent example. So that's why I'm picking him for this. But there's lots of them. And just, you watch an interview with this guy and the interviewer just can't wait to get Elon's 4-incher inside them. It's disturbing, and it needs to stop. The world would be a better place without this mentally deficient man boy. But there's a lot of people who think it's the complete opposite. People think the world is so much better that Elon is around.
Oh, Elon's here. Oh, we're all fine now. Elon's going to save us all. Yeah. Oh.
And it's kind of a positive thing in a way because it's very black and white. It separates the retarded people from the non-retarded people. If you are like a big Elon Musk fanboy or fangirl, then you're retarded. And if you're not, then you're not retarded. If you think Elon is just, wow, the greatest fucking thing, man, the greatest human, man, wow, we're so lucky to have Elon, blah, 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 then you're a retard. You're a fucking retard. And not just in the way, like, people used to use that word, where they're like, oh, you're acting weird, you're stupid, you're an idiot, you're a retard. No, in the way people can still use it now. Like, you are mentally retarded and you need some help. You need help. You need some help. And everyone else, you're not retards, and we can be friends. Oh, by the way, did I say I don't have Asperger's? Did I say that yet? No, I don't have Asperger's. And if you're angry at me for making fun of Asperger's and calling it Asperger's and different things and just joking around about it, then go away, because you are clearly, probably, most definitely, an Elon fanboy or fangirl. Because there's a real overlap between people who don't understand humour, like real fucking hardcore humour. The real fucking humour. And people who love Elon Musk. So you go away, because maybe you haven't even admitted it to yourself that you love Elon, or you really just wanna like him a bit. Yeah, so you can go away as well if you don't think that I can say the word retarded and make fun of Asperger's. I can make fun of whatever the fuck I want. Alright? I can say whatever the fuck I want. Alright? You're right, yeah. Are you crying? Maybe. Just go away then. Go away. Go cry somewhere else. Use your tears to drown yourself. Cry in a bowl, and then fucking put your head in the bowl and enjoy a salty death. You know what sometimes I do? Sometimes I read the comment section, the comment sections of Elon Musk videos on YouTube. Because these comment sections are just fucking, they're golden. So let's do that now. I'm going to go to the Elon Musk monologue. The SNL monologue that he did. And I actually haven't read these comments yet. I've read comments from other videos and, oh, they're so priceless. But let's get some reaction, like, you know, as it happens, as I discover these comments, I will read them, and then I'll react to them. I'm doing a reaction podcast now. This is what this is. This is what this has turned into. Okay, here we go. All right, this is the Saturday Night Live Elon Musk monologue. Let's read some of these comments. See what they'll be like. Maybe we'll have some non-retarded people. Or maybe we won't. Maybe we'll have a lot of retarded people. Let's see. Are we not going to recognize that his mum looks like a galactic overlord that put him on Earth to conquer? Alright, this is going to be fucking great. I like the way he tries hard to host the show like a human does. Fucking. They are making me a bit sick already. Him and his mum talking sounds like two robots trying to simulate human emotion. I've watched him do many interviews and have a close friend with Asperger's. That monologue may have been the hardest thing he's ever done in his life. Kudos to him for doing a great job. He did much better than I expected. I felt like he was comfortably himself. Dude, his mum looks like the epitome of the world's richest mum. His dialogue with his mother sounds strangely similar to when I have two iPhones with Siri next to each other conversing. I'm a mum of an adult who was diagnosed with Asperger's. My girl lives on her own, has a good job, a great car, and is looking to buy a house soon, and is amazingly intelligent. Elon was charming and funny, and I really loved that his mum was there. Okay, that comment doesn't make sense. First of all, you don't go anywhere with the whole thing about your daughter. You kind of just end it too soon. We want kind of a more kind of, okay, and I love her and she's great and it's been really hard for her, but she's, you know, she's done great, as I said. But it's been really hard for her. But you didn't add that bit in. And then it was just Elon is charming and funny and I want to fuck his mum or something. That's a weird one. First of all, you're probably lying. And even if you're not lying, the way you describe your daughter makes it seem like Asperger's isn't really that serious. These people, I'm aware of what Asperger's is, but I really want to kind of take a look now. Let's just see how devastating this thing is. It's a developmental disorder characterized by significant difficulties in social interaction. That's me. And nonverbal communication. Probably not me. Along with restricted and repetitive patterns of behavior and interests. Okay, yeah, me. Look, I've got severe OCD. I've probably got a mix of schizophrenia and depression and different things mixed in. Bipolar definitely mixed in there with my unique... It's a unique mental disorder that I've got. So I am literally... This isn't a bit. This isn't a joke. I am mentally ill. But I feel like everyone's fucking mentally ill. You know? And I feel like people who kind of put it there, out there, as a thing to be fucking proud of. I'm mentally ill and you have to treat me special for it. No. Like, if you are severely mentally ill, then my heart goes out for you, to you, whatever the fucking saying is. I want people to treat you with respect. I want people to help you. I don't want people to bully you or say bad things about you. It's just all the other people who pretend to have these severe problems or mental disorders. And there could be cases of Asperger's where it is really bad. But most people do have a mix of mental disorders. And I have kind of quite serious ones, to be honest with you. But, you know, they don't really affect the way I live too much. But they're annoying to have. And I feel like people who are kind of have lesser mental disorders than I do, they boost them up into this special thing. And everyone has to treat them special because of it. And it becomes a part of their identity. Anxiety is a big one. You know, depression is a big one. When you're not fucking anxious, really, you're not really depressed. You're just wanting attention. And there are real people who are anxious. There are real people who are depressed. All right? It's just, it really sickens me, this whole kind of, everyone focus on their mental health. Fuck off! No. You focus on your head bobbing up and down on my dick. Okay? My dick tastes better than Elon's dick. I think. I don't know. So a girl told me that. And all right, what else we got? Let's read some more comments. I got real passionate about that one. He did a better job than many real actors in the past. For being a newbie and not is capitalized for some reason, and not a stand-up comic, I think he did a great job. Kudos for being brave enough to let the world know he has Asperger's. Truly inspirational to those who have been laughed at and told, you will fail. To see and listen to Elon and his mother It's like watching a conversation between the two most advanced androids ever created. He looks like a flexible robot. Smiley face. He is so cool. How many O's have they put in there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can't see, but it looks like over 10 O's. There's a lot of O's. He is so cool. Wow, after seeing this, it made me think he's really no different than us. He seems so vulnerable. Respect him a lot now. This made me feel like I'm in a simulation. Oh, fuck. The simulation, boys. The BOIs. Here they are. This made me feel like I'm in a simulation. I'm not going to read anymore. But I will say that there are a lot of comments about his mother. And they're all like, just, she's like a robot, and yeah. But they're all like in a positive way. Like, wow, she's so cool, like a robot. She's so smart, yeah. Maybe I should fuck Elon Musk's mother. Maybe I should give Elon's mum some bum fun. With consent, of course. I'm sure she would consent. Because I'm sure she fucking hates Elon Musk as well. She fucking hates him. And she wants to make him cry. So I'm sure the Musk mum will come and ride me. We can have some fun. I'll stick it to her. Maybe I'll get her pregnant. If that's possible. If she still can. Then I'll get her pregnant. And we can have another Elon Musk. Elong Musk. With a G in there. And then Elon Musk will kill himself. And then I will have truly saved the world. From all of this bullshit. And I think I'm going to end it there.
Become a patron to listen to every episode.